All right, here we go for the first time. So some of y'all know me by Pete. Some of y'all know me Ace. Trying something out new. Me and my brother have been talking about this for a little while. And this has kind of been stuck in the back of my head for probably about a year or two since I've been listening to podcasts. And, you know, just from entertainment standby, or standpoint, just from listening to people who inspire me and people who talk about things that interest me and challenge me in a way that, most of the time, you know, you don't get in your regular everyday life. So, you know, I found inspiration from people like Kevin Smith and from people like Chris Hardwick and people like Adam Carolla and Joe Rogan, and you know, the list goes on and on. And so I found these people who came out and they had something to say. And like Kevin Smith always said, everyone out there is a content generator. Everyone has stories to tell. Everyone has a story to tell. And so this podcast is you know, hopefully for the future, you know, this will be a podcast where we can talk as, you know, as a group. We can, you know, it's not just a standalone where I'm sitting here and I'm spewing out, you know, whatever nonsense that's flowing through my mind. But the idea is, you know, basically to sit down and just have a conversation like any of us do, you know, when you're just sitting around with your friends, because that's what it's all about. It's about taking the time to put down your device as far as this distraction that keeps us just off in some kind of cloud, and we don't see what's going on around us, and we don't see the connections that we should be making, and that, you know, we should be furthering these connections and listening to people and hearing what they have to say and giving feedback. And, you know, all of that stuff is important because everybody wants to be heard. Everybody wants something to come through that other people can relate to. They, you know, they want their story to make sense to everybody, and, you know, they just want to feel loved. And that's what it really boils down to. You know, I've found over the years, anytime that I'm down, and I'm not sure what I want to do with my life. It's easy to just put a podcast on and listen to somebody. I mean, I could sit in the room and I could put a movie on, or I could put a TV show on, whatever. But that, you know, that doesn't challenge you. That doesn't give you something to really wrap your mind around and think about things. And so when I started listening to things like Smodcast and things like the Joe Rogan Experience and the Nerdist and, you know, a whole list of other ones. But these people talked about things that, you know, I didn't really think about a lot of times. But more than that, it was a lot of times it was just like shooting the shit with their friends and just kind of going like, you know, wouldn't this be funny if this happened? And, you know, talking about the things that interested them, and, you know, whether it's talking about a song or talking about a movie or something like that, you know, just tripped them out. So my thought was, well, shit, if these guys can do it and they say, you know, everybody can do this and everybody is a content generator, then why can't I do this? And I, you know, I love being around people. I love talking to people and seeing where they're coming from and, you know, seeing what they need, from a relationship, from, you know, from their friends, from their family, and making connections. Because I think really when it boils down, the biggest thing that people are missing is communication. There's a lack of communication that goes on in the world. And I think if we stopped a little more often and we listened instead of just trying to wait until that person, you know, stops talking so we can interject and say what we want to say. I think if we stopped and we listened and we really took it in and we understood where those people are coming from, you know, maybe it would make a difference. So no matter what your skin color, your, you know, your sexual orientation, whatever your, you know, whatever your music taste is, whatever your age, any of that stuff, it doesn't matter. We're all the same. We're all looking for happiness. We're all looking for freedom. We're all looking for the attempt to better ourselves. And any time that you suppress someone else to gain something for yourself, you're missing the point. You know, the biggest thing that you can do for someone is to help them up. And the more that you lift someone up, the more that you lift yourself up. So I hope that some people can find this interesting. I hope people might want to join in and you know, not just listen, but hopefully join the conversation and talk about things. And, you know, and like I said, this doesn't have to be a serious thing. This doesn't have to be where we're, you know, we're solving all the world's problems. you know, there I go with a Freudian slip. But it's, you know, that's the thing is the world is run through this greed and this material problem that, you know, we're all looking for what we want and what, you know, what can make us happier and stuff. And we, a lot of times we think that we're going to find all of that happiness in a shiny new package. And I see that every day when I see people walking around with this little tiny lighted box in their face and they're not looking up. And so I'm challenging you guys out there. Put it down, you know, use it. Use it as a tool. I mean, that's what I'm trying to do here. Use it as a tool and for a connection, because that is the one great thing that technology has given us, that the internet has given us. It's given us a way to connect with masses of people and to be able to touch people all over the world and reach them. And it's like, why wouldn't we use that? But if we lose that because we're so focused on the mundane things, about the little stupid things, and you're scrolling through and you're not paying attention to what's in front of you and what's ahead of you, and, you know, what can make things better for not just yourself, but for everyone around you, that's when we're lost. That's when we're sheep. And I don't want to see that, you know. I want to see more people step up to the plate and join the conversation and be part of a movement, because there's a change of consciousness going on. And I mean, I see it every day. People are making different decisions, and they're looking for other things that can make their lives better and that can make their families' lives better. You know, I hope that everybody can have a great life, but you know, that's part of life, is it's a struggle, and we all got to get there. So it should be about the journey, not the destination. So it's all about learning something new, because that's the important thing, is you got to continue to learn, continue to focus and find something new that interests you and find something that drives you. So I appreciate any of you guys that are listening. I hope that we can sit down at some point and actually, you know, talk it through, whether it's in person or, you know, over the line, it doesn't matter. But, you know, that's a cool thing when you actually sit down and you listen to some of the successful podcasts out there and you realize the connections that are being made. It's something important. So we're all pioneers in this new age, and so I hope you guys come along for the ride, and thanks for listening. You guys have a good one.